Super songwriter, actor, performer, all in one, and the best at every one of them. Who would that be?
Oh, Kris Kristofferson.
Let's talk to him.
Let's do it.
Hank Williams one time made the statement, music is quite secondary to lyrics when it comes to writing a song. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think the reason that I went to Nashville was that in country music, the words always seem to me to be more important than words in top 40 music or rock music, because they usually told stories, you know, and they were about emotions. Ideally, it's a combination of the two, but definitely musical structure of country songs is a pretty simple thing. And my problem at first when I came there, I think, was that I tended to be so interested in just in the lyrics part that I didn't pay enough attention to the music. I remember Buddy Myers telling me that I was quitting on the lyric. And it was after listening to people like Mickey Newberry, Dallas Fraser,
yeah,
hearing how much strength that a good melody can give to a lyric, that I got more concerned with it.
If you saw a guy, let's say Kris Kristofferson, if you were starting out today, as complex as the business has become, what do you think your chances of success would be? I know that you had, like, you worked in the studios, you worked at the bar, and you had to be at the right place at the right time. As great a songwriter as you are, to get the foot in the door is pretty tough, isn't it, Kris?
I know Billy and I have often talked about how lucky we were to go through it in Nashville when we did. Not necessarily because the business has changed, because the business is always going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got there, Roger Miller was so hot, they said nothing will ever be as hot as Roger Miller is again. And except for people like Harlan Howard, who said, if you guys don't change it as much as Roger changed it, then this business is going to die. And he said, it's going to be up to you guys and not up to me and Bill Anderson. And all
those. Mm-hmm.
Harlan was a great, great fan of songwriters.
Yeah,
and but I really feel lucky for being there where we could hang out backstage at the Opry, the old Opry,
yeah,
and walk across the street into Tootsie's, and, you know, and sit there with the people we've been listening to since you grew up. You know, I mean, watch Farron Young getting a fight with Mel Tillis, you know, it was like the old West or something. It was terrific. But we were able to hang out. Well, we weren't able to. That was all we could do. But to stay up all night at Line Bars, you know, and look over at the table and see Roger Miller was sitting there, and he just won 6 Grammys, you know, and he's sitting there all by himself reading the paper. Next to him, there's some guy sitting there with a pistol hanging out of his pocket. You know? it was the real thing, and I feel like almost like it was being in Paris in the 20s if you're a novelist.
Yeah,
you know, it was a real lucky time.
I remember the Kristofferson stories that floated around Nashville. One time, you were a helicopter pilot, and is it true that did you work in a stock room there for a while?
I worked at Columbia Records. Actually, Billy Swan got me the job. It was sort of a glorified janitor job. You clean up before the sessions and after the sessions. Yeah. It seemed like most of what I did was empty ashtrays while I was there. But I worked there a year and a half, and then went down the road, attended bar at the Tally Ho Tavern for a while, and that was kind of a hangout. The nice thing about both the jobs was that they didn't make me a lot of money, but they kept me in touch with the business. Mm-hmm. At Columbia, I was listening to sessions all the time and meeting people all the time, getting to know people like Grady Martin, Johnny Cash, and people like that. And the Tally Ho Tavern was a sort of a songwriter's hangout.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Christopherson the Man. I notice in your songs on stage, you tell the story behind a couple of songs that you wrote about your daughter. I take it that there's a very, very tremendous closeness there.
My youngest probably saved my life. I've been in love with her since she was born, since the day she came out, you know. And I'm sure that was a lot of the reason why I cleaned up my act, you know, why I quit drinking, which I did shortly after she was born, a couple years after. And then later on, when I came to be a single father, which I never imagined myself doing, I thought that was for something for people who like to make casseroles and things like that. I decided that I had to really straighten up to take care of the business. So it just got me that much straighter.
You know, in closing, as we've only touched the surface, but I want one of these days to have the pleasure of talking with you again, Christopherson, the songwriter, the actor, the performer, and the man. And I want to thank you for being on this program, and I want to be back with you one of these days, and certainly we'll follow your career. Let me thank you, and I mean this most sincerely, for all the good moments, for all the great songs, for the great films, and most of all, just thank you for your contribution to our, not just country music, but to our life. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for listening, Bill.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a good, well, it's a in short story form, there is a good study in success.
Absolutely, and no matter what genre you're a fan of, everybody's a fan of Chris Christopherson.
Yes, they are.
What a great interview, and what a great guy.
Do you recognize him more for his songwriting or for his acting or for his performing? You know, he's a good performer, too.
You know, I do. Of course, Sunday Morning Coming Down. And a lot of people don't know this, but Janis Joplin's big first hit, Me and Bobby McGee, that was written by Chris Christopherson. A lot of people are shocked to hear that. Personally, for me, it's always going to be the songwriter, the musician, actor second.
You mentioned my favorite song. One of my all-time favorite songs is Sunday Morning Coming Down. I lived that life.
You sure did.
A lot of people associate with it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the best things about Chris Christopherson and Willie, Waylon Conway. You know, they touched something.
You know, Sunday Morning Coming Down, there's a short story to that, which I'll release here. Many have heard it. But Chris was trying his best to get Johnny Cash to cut some of his music, and Cash was so busy. And at that time, Johnny was on various drugs. Mm-hmm. He was going through a tough time himself, so he wasn't associating with Chris. One day he looked, and a helicopter landed in his front yard. He walked outside. Chris handed him Sunday Morning Coming Down, got back in the chopper, and flew away. That's quite a story, isn't it, Matt?
I love
that. That's a way to get your songs published.
You better believe it. What a great story. I did not know that one. Well, that you is know fantastic.
Chris Christopherson, another one of a kind.